Actress Teresa Saldana died Monday. Her four-decade career included roles in movies like Raging Bull and I Want to Hold Your Hand. She starred in the 90s TV show The Commish. But as NPR's Andrew Limbong reports, she was best known as a victim of violent crime who became an advocate for others.
In Raging Bull, Teresa Saldana was cast in a small part as Lenore LaMotta, the put-upon wife of Joe Pesci's character, Joey.
You just start with me now?
When people are talking, you don't interrupt. It's none of your business. Especially if it's my brother and his wife. I got nothing to do with you. Now get out of here. Go inside. Get out. Take the baby inside.
Come on. Sleep the grouch. It's here, okay?
The Brooklyn-born actress's career was on its way up. Then, in March of 1982, she was attacked violently by a man who had become obsessed with her. He stabbed her 10 times. She recovered physically, but found the trauma of the incident hard to deal with. Saldana turned the story around. She starred in a movie inspired by the incident titled Victims for Victims, the Teresa Saldana movie.
Operator! I mean, it's an emergency. I need the paramedics, please!
I can't breathe!
She spoke about the movie to NPR in 1984.
As you see in the film, the period when I finally meet other victims is when I take a giant step forward towards help. And that is pretty common with victims. A lot of people feel as though they're the only person in the world to have been through such a thing. When you meet with other people, you realize that you're not alone, and it's easier to cope with when you're not the only one who's been through it.
Wouldn't it have been better for us if we'd known each other before this?
We've really been lucky.
Why don't we try and get that across to other people?
Other victims?
Yeah, there have to be thousands who feel just the way we do, who'll be helped if they talk to another victim.
Saldana founded Victims for Victims, a support and advocacy group for those affected by violent crimes. She was also steadfast when, years later, the man who stabbed her and continued to send her threatening letters from jail was up for parole. She said this to NPR during that time.
I have no intentions of allowing this man to kill me. And I don't want to live a life of fear and have my entire family live a life of fear.
Her attacker remained in jail. Saldana continued to work on screen beyond this. Most notably, she starred in the 1990s TV show The Commish, for which she received a Golden Globe nomination. She was 61 years old. Andrew Limbong, NPR News.